to do Boogie Woogie. We're going to start with a Boogie Woogie. Boogie Woogie is what got me started playing all this crazy stuff that I'm still at all these, low these many years later. Heard a great Boogie Woogie album, the Giants of Boogie Woogie, Albert Ammons, Pine Top Smith, and Meat Lux Lewis. Highly recommended to any keyboard players. Probably a compilation of singles from like 19, who knows, 35, 6, 7, something like that. But it was on, the first time I heard it, it's on LP, and I'm sure now it's on CD. So the Giants of Boogie Woogie. And this one is the Presidential Boogie, and we used to do it for George Bush and what's his wife's name? Not Barb. What is it? Kobe? George and what? She was looking good at the ball game. You know, did you see? I mean, she makeup was looking good. You know, got a hand to George. And this was for George and Laura, figuring they couldn't do a boogie woogie to save their souls. Being totally white. Never, well, wait a minute, I was going to say never smoking reefer, but I'm sure, well, who knows what the hell George was up to. He was doing all kinds of things. But now, the tragedy of the last election, we're going to dedicate this to Barack and Michelle, and, you know, hopefully they can get happy and do the boogie woogie, like a Chicago South Side boogie woogie. Thank you. California, not Ohio or Pennsylvania. What the heck are those people doing? What are they thinking? Wait a minute, that's the word. What are they thinking? Okay, not thinking. All right. My God, Reagan Democrats back one more time. All those working guys. Are you serious? You really want to do what you just did? Well, oh well. You know, I'll tell you, we are lucky we are here in California, boys. Woo! Let's hear it for us. Well, let's play that blues, Roy. One of your fans was here in the first set and was disappointed that there was only the boogie before we went into Esoterica. He wanted another blues. Right now, I guess. I mean, we got one up our sleeve that we're gonna bring out, either this one or the next one. But we'll do a little blues right now.
Thank you.
think maybe I'm gonna grow a beard. Then I'm gonna get some shoe shine polish, I'm gonna put it on my beard. Jimmy lives a gun. He likes to warm up to break on through to the other side. A Doors fan, a stoner. Oh man, what a time the last couple of weeks been. I sure enjoyed my baseball this year, I know you all did too. Roy's gonna play the San Francisco Giants Blues.
So I just want to be in the box with you.
Just warms up, in the dressing room. I want to play Break On Through on that old-fashioned organ. They all sound the same. Every ballpark in America has that stupid fucking organ sound. What is that organ sound? It's a skating rink from 1927 or something. Why? I mean, granted, we have this great baseball tradition, yes, but does it have to sound like, don't ding, ding, don't ding, ding? Da 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 da. I want to go. Yeah. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Tim Lincecum. All right, Jimmy, take it.
You can hear it now.
They would stop. They would probably stop me. Oh, stop that! Stop that! Stop playing the piano like that. Stop playing that organ. You can't do that. And then I want to play Light My Fire from the rally is going on. Get ready.
Seventh inning stretch. I can hear that for a seventh inning stretch.
Go Giants! Yeah. I'm going to try to do that next year to see if I can get up there and do it. So, you know, if you happen to be at the ballpark or watching a game or something, you hear that, you know the culprit, the pothead who's doing that. Somebody will come around. I just stop that, for God's sake. Stop. Probably Ed Sullivan. Stop it. Stop doing that. You can't say hire on national television. You can't play break on through at a ballpark. You can't play light my fire. God almighty. You know the story of the Doors on the Ed Sullivan Show?
Yes.
Couldn't say the word hire on national television. So Morrison said, fuck it, we're going to do it anyway. And we did it. We played. We said the word hire on national television.
Yes.
True to their word, the guy from the Ed Sullivan Show, actually Ed's son-in-law, comes backstage and he said, you promised you weren't going to say it. Because I told him, don't worry, we're not going to say hire. Oh, network has said, don't say hire on national television. My God, we live and breathe and live and die by whatever network says. And he said, okay, you're the older one. I knew you were more sensible. John and Robbie and Jim said, come on, Ray, we're not going to do it. And I said, exactly, man, exactly. We're going to do whatever. We're going to tell them, listen, tell those people anything they want to hear, whatever they want to hear, and then do whatever you want. It doesn't harm anybody. We're not hurting anybody. It's not like this is a sin in the Catholic Church. And I know what sin is. I grew up a Catholic boy on the south side of Chicago, St. Rita High. This is not a sin. We're just going to say the word hire on national television. And then when they come back bitching and moaning, let me take over. I'm gonna put a number on them. So sure enough, we say the word hire on national television. The guy comes back and says, you promise. He starts whining, a grown man. Well, you promised you weren't going to say it. You just said it. You said it. What's the matter with you? And I said, well, you see, sir, and I raised my voice as high as I could. He called us boys at the beginning. So I want to be a boy. Sir, you see, we were so nervous and we're so excited. We're on the Ed Sullivan Show. It's national television. It's the first time, and we were so nervous, and we've done the song this way 1,000 times that, well, it just came out. And he said, you lying dog. And he went over to Morrison and said, Mr. Sullivan liked you boys. He wanted you on the show for 5 more appearances. You know what that would have meant to your career? And Jim looked up at the guy and he said, hey man, so what? We just did the Ed Sullivan Show. Yeah! Walked out of the room. So there's a new Doors documentary out called When You're Strange. If you haven't seen it, I highly advise seeing When You're Strange, the antidote to the Oliver Stone movie. Johnny Depp narrates it, and by God, we're still doing Light My Fire on the Ed Sullivan Show 40 years later. It's in the movie. Check it out. You're going to see Jim say, very coolly, very calmly, girl, we couldn't get much higher. And it was as simple as that. And we did it, and it's still going on to this very day. This is for Bill Evans, great keyboard player. Used to play with Miles Davis, played on All Blues or Kinda Blue. And this is based on flamenco sketches. I highly recommend, if you like piano players, get anything by Bill Evans. Not Gil, Bill, B-I-L-L-E-V-A-N-S, Bill Evans. So this is in memoriam for Bill. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, we've got a new album coming out, whenever the heck it comes out. You know, these things
are. Good question, man.
But we recorded and about a month ago, and it's all modern contemporary blues, and yet it's not blues because it's like modern and contemporary. So we got Michael McClure's Bay Area poet, great beat poet, and Jim Carroll is some lyrics have contributed, and Warren Zevon gave us some lyrics before he moved off into the ether. So we've got, you know, we got some great lyrics, and Roy and I made the music for it, and here's one of them.
Thank you.
Game of Skill. Game of Skill. King Ronk, these are the lyrics to Game of Skill. We're going to do Game of Skill. King Ronk stood at the top of the hill with his dirty girls and his silver spurs. I don't care who I hurt or who I thrill. We all know it's just a game of skill.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Boy, where did you hear that on the record? Man, as soon as we figure out all the technical things. Making a record is one thing, recording, working on the songs, recording the songs. Then you have to do the whole business side of it, and we won't go into that because we're all artists here. This is from Miles Davis, Sketches of Spain. I highly recommend that album. If you don't have it, get it. Get that CD. Get the Bill Evans. And piano players, get the Giants of Boogie Boogie. This is El Amor Brujo. El Amor Brujo. A devil love. An old devil love. Classical composer Manuel de Falla and Gil Evans, no relation to Bill Evans. Miles worked with these at the Evans Boys. And Gil Evans just makes this wonderful big band adaptation of Will of the Wisp. Thank you. Time for some Doors.
Yeah.
Thank you for waiting that long. No. But that's a good one, though. Blood in the Streets. God almighty. Blood in the Streets of America. I got a good idea. Why don't we go back to what fucked us up in the last 8 years? And, you know, holy cow. Well, this is the political part of the show. Those of you who are Republicans, stuff your fingers in your ears and do this. All right, you won. You won the House. See what the fuck you're gonna do with it now. Holy cow. Lord have mercy. You know what? Here's what I would like. I don't want anything difficult. I would like some clean air to breathe. You know, I mean, we have that here, but the rest of it, I've been around the country. Roy and I play around the country. Chicago does not have clean air. No, Cleveland does not have clean air, for God's sake. No, we want organic food. That's not asking much, you know? No artificial fertilizers. You need some clean air. Figure out some way of propelling the automobiles. And, you know, and make love, not war.
And love me two times.
And love me two times. Yeah, love me two times, baby.
Thank you.
You rascal, Ray. You rascal.
You're the rascal. What's that hat, man? All right, well, you know what we like to do? We like to take questions, and we try to answer them to the best of our ability. You want to know about John Lee Hooker? This man worked with John Lee Hooker. Give it to him. Give us some applause on that. Holy cow. Mama, listen. What was it? I heard the
Boogie Chum.
Boogie, yeah. I mean, I heard that song in, like, Chicago, like in, God, I don't know, 50, 2, 3, 4, something like that.
49.
That's when it first came out, right.
48.
On the radio, south side of Chicago. I grew up on the south side of Chicago. On the radio is, it's a rhythm and blues station, and Al Benson was the after school disc jockey from, yeah, I don't know, 3 o'clock till about 7. And he's from Texas, and he would play Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, John Lee Hooker, Jimmy Reed, Slim Harpo, Magic Sam, cool jazz was going, modern jazz quartet and stuff like that, Miles Davis, and then it had Tennessee Williams and those plays. That was the forbidden underbelly of America. And on top of it was Doris Day and you know, Patty, whatever the hell her name was, that did
Page.
Patty Page, or was it Patty Chayefsky?
It might have been Chayefsky, but it was...
No, it was somebody else. Patty Chayefsky did something else. What a time it was. Great time to grow up in the sexuality in America when rock and roll hit. Woof! Man, you can't even imagine the repressed semen that came out.
Wow!
Anyway, what we want to do is answer some Doors questions.
That all led to the Doors, right?
Right, and that became the Doors, exactly. Just like that. So anybody's got any questions, raise your hand. Yes, sir, right here. Go ahead. Bruce Botnick had it. One of those Elektra records. Elektra records had a whole bunch of sound effects that they used for TV and radio and whatnot. And that was just the... we were on Elektra Records, and Bruce said, "Hey, I got some thunder here." Wait, yeah, let's use that, man. That'll be perfect. So, and it was like simple as that. And then that great whisper at the end of it. Jim has a whisper voice, and you can hear if you listen real closely, you hear "Riders on the Storm." You know that whisper, the two, his lead vocal, and then that whisper vocal. It's like you know, Jim's spirit singing the last part of the song. Okay, anybody else? Yes, sir. Go ahead, man.
Can I ask you a two-part question?
Good.
What neighborhood are you from on the south side of Chicago?
35th and Western. 35th and Western. Yes, you're from 35th and Western. Yes, sir. God damn. What a great neighborhood. McKinley Park. There was Hoyne Playground about three blocks away. McKinley Park was about five, six blocks away. McKinley Park was a huge park with a swimming pool and indoor basketball and grass everywhere, and it was just an amazing neighborhood to grow up. I had such a great time. And I went to St. Rita High School on 63rd and Western on the south side with the good fathers. Marquette, no kidding, man. I used to go to Marquette Park to play golf. And I realized, what am I doing this for? This is silly. But no offense. I mean, if you like golf, God bless. I play basketball myself. Very cool, man.
How tall is Jim Morrison?
How tall?
5'11".
5'11". I'm glad you didn't ask about the Irish chef. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, sir. Right, you. You, it's white scarf. How we became a band. It was the grace of God. God blessed us, came down, and was like, whoa, we're a band, holy shit. Didn't you see the Oliver Stone movie? You saw the Oliver Stone. Stand up. That's right. That's true. Okay, I met Jim Morrison on the beach. We went to UCLA, met him on the beach. He sang Moonlight Drive. I said, that's a hit. And the Maharishi's meditation, in which we tried to attain cosmic consciousness through a meditative form rather than taking LSD. God, that's so archaic.
Cosmic consciousness. What a concept that does not exist in America anymore. Meditation. Jeez, none of that exists. I mean, if any place is left, it's here in San Francisco. This is like the last place. You know? And it'll come again. It'll come again. You know what's coming? After this debacle that we're in now, the Aquarian Age is coming. You know, it's the next, it'll be a 2,000-year cycle. I mean, everything goes through those astrological cycles. So anyway, that's how the Doors got together. Met John and Robbie at the Maharishi's meditation. I said to John, we're getting the band together, and somebody said that he was a drummer. He said, okay, and that guy over there is a guitar player. And we all got together, smoked a joint, played Moonlight Drive. Boom. Hey, we're a band. My goddamn, this is the best music I ever played in my life. Holy cow. It was as simple as that. It was so easy. Yeah, go ahead, man.
Where's Jim?
Yeah. Jim is everywhere.
Yeah.
He is everywhere. He is everything. As, here's the religious part of the show, folks, as we too will someday be all things, all energy, the entire universe, you and I are going to go leave this fleshy form and our energy will go phew, into outer space, into everything, and we will be the plants, we will be the fish in the sea, we will be the stars in heaven, we will be the outermost reaches of the universe, and all things are me as all things are you. That's where Jim is.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, darling. My hearing is not what it should be after being in front of amplifiers for all these years. Please, go ahead. Does she have an accent?
That's why he can't understand your accent.
Sounds like a good story.
It's a great accent, by the way, my dear. It's a great accent, but you can't understand.
Okay. Yeah, good looking babe, too. Yeah, all right. Oh, Highway. When's Highway going to come out? Oh, it's got to be out there. Isn't it out there on the internet somewhere? Aren't there bootleg editions?
Yes, I've seen it.
Well, it's a beautifully shot. Paul Ferraro shot it, so it looks like the stuff in When You're Strange. However, I do not technically control Highway. That belongs to the estate. Now, whenever an estate enters into the equation, you're in deep shit. The estate has some sort of, you know, I don't know. They're not artistic. They want to preserve somehow or another the image of Jim Morrison's purity. And Jim is probably going, put the fucking thing out already. Not only that, they control his poetry. I'd have had a poetry book out a long time ago. My God, you know, they're working now on a poetry book of the assembled works of James Douglas Morrison. And I wonder who's James Douglas? Oh, Jim. Yeah. Okay. All right. Jim's poetry. So I'm afraid you're just gonna have to wait. I don't know what the hell they're gonna bring that up. So anyway, anybody else? Yes. You start practicing right now. Right now. About you. How old are you? 9. Perfect. This is my first song, the first song I played on the piano. Stepping up, stepping down, then a skip. Anyway, start practicing now. I started about 9. Yes, sir. No more than them. The biggest animals, only because they had a keyboard, so it sounds like the Doors. But Alan Price is very good, and Eric Burdon is just terrific. And so Jim liked Eric Burdon, House of the Rising Sun. But as far as an influence, them was probably a bigger influence on the Doors than the Animals, and certainly the look of the Rolling Stones with the, Mick had that little buttoned up thing. What a sex machine. He was just fantastic. All right, one or two more, and then I'm going to get back to work here. Yes, sir. I don't know. What do you think?
I think he
did. I don't think so either. See, here's the thing about Miami. I think it was like a hallucination, like the Vision of Lourdes, or something like that. You know, Jesus on a tortilla, Dionysus in Miami. You know, making the women hallucinate. And woo-hoo. Yeah. Oh God, there was such sexual repression down there. There's 100 photos offered in evidence at the trial. Jim with the lamb, with the hat on, the stage collapsing, riot going on, all kinds of stuff. Not one single photo of Jim exposing himself. Now why, there were like 12 to 14,000 people there. Why no one took a picture? They were either, what? It was like time was suspended. He whipped it out and they all went out. Oh shit, I didn't take a picture. Oh, it's back in. Oh shit, I missed it. So, you know, it's odd. It's odd that there were no photos, and 100 photos, a stack of photos offered in evidence, and you know, they couldn't. And yet he was found guilty. I was just looking at something just the other day, and he was found guilty on public exposure and indecent language. And of course, he said pee-pee dicky. I don't know. You know, he said shit. You know, so he was guilty on that count, absolutely. You know, open profanity. But as far as exposure, I don't think it ever happened. Somebody said over here. Yeah, baby. What? And I'm supposed to remember
part.
The first part by the time you get to the third part? Okay, go ahead.
Are you married?
Yes.
And you like white powder.
White powder. You got to watch out for that white powder. That is that's the stuff that's going to do you in. White powder is the heroin, cocaine. There used to be angel dust, and now you, what do you kids do? Whatever the hell. Crystal meth. No, you know. Whoa, Jesus! That stuff's gonna make you insane. You'll make you insane. You have to stay strictly psychedelic.
Yes.
And open the doors of perception, and you won't have any need for any of that other stuff. A glass of wine and a joint, you'll be just fine.
Yeah, legalization.
Okay, wait a second. Go ahead. They're shouting you down. This is like a Tea Party rally. This is. Let her have her speech, and then we're on to Crystal Schiff.
Yeah.
Okay, so go to Los Angeles. If you're blonde, you should be in Los Angeles. All right, here's Crystal Schiff. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for Jim and John and Robbie. This is for Jim, Riders on the Storm.
Yes!
Thank you.
Translucent Blues. It'll be out sometime next year.
And this is those hits just keep on coming.